Each student beginning in second grade gets a laptop to work on while in school. The Park City School District's one-to-one program has been in place for about a decade. Park City School District Technology Director Andrew Frink says they use pads for the kindergarten and first grades.
And in grades 2 through 4, we have laptop carts. So we have one for every student, but they don't take them home, any of that sort of stuff. And then in grades 5 through 12, we actually assign the student a machine. They start taking them home in sixth grade. So they keep them for 4 years. Actually, it's those machines that we're then able to pass down at those lower grades. The Apple laptops we've been using are really, really sturdy machines. They seem to go for, we get 7 or 8 years out of them. And then we have iPads kind of scattered about for specific things.
They looked at a variety of devices and manufacturers when the district first started to build the program.
Oh, it's almost 10 years ago when we started going on the one-to-one route. We looked at a variety of devices. And at the time, given that we had been an Apple district before that, so we're like, oh, well, this seems good. And we put a committee together with some teachers and some parents, and iPads had just come out. So we looked at all that and said, well, iPads really can't do what we need them to do at this time. And we're getting ready to start to look at those devices again because I'm having more teachers coming, hey, gee, an iPad might be a better situation here. So we're looking at the range over the next year or two to kind of see what that's going on.
Some districts around the country are using Chromebooks, so students have both a laptop and a pad. Frink says they looked at that option, and he says Apple products work better for their needs.
Chromebooks are interesting. They are much less expensive, and they have a much shorter lifespan. Whereas, you know, the Mac machines are more expensive, but we can repair them in-house. And I said, we're getting, you know, 4 years with a student and then 3 more years at the elementary school. And then, frankly, other school districts then take our leftover machines once they've done 7 years and are using them for more years.
Andrew Frink is technology director for the Park City School District. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.